What do you do when you've failed twice, can't code, have no political connections, and barely understand how computers work? If you're Jack Ma, you gather 18 friends in a cramped Hangzhou apartment and declare war on Silicon Valley. The year was 1999, and this former English teacher, who'd been rejected from Harvard 10 times and couldn't even get hired at KFC, was about to build something extraordinary. Fast forward to 2014. Alibaba's $25 billion IPO would shatter records, briefly making it one of the world's most valuable companies. Today, it processes more transactions than Amazon and eBay combined, serving over 400 million shoppers annually. This isn't just a rags-to-riches tale. It's the story of how China transformed from made in China to bought in China, with an unlikely hero standing at the center of the country's consumer revolution. Jack's unlikely journey began in Hangzhou, where a factory worker mother and photographer father named him Yun, Cloud, and shared a passion for folk performances. As a teenager during China's opening in 1978, 14-year-old Jack began waking before dawn to bicycle to the Hangzhou Hotel, offering free Westlake tours to practice English with foreigners, a 9-year habit that would prove invaluable. An American tourist suggested the name Jack, and though his grammar remained modest, English helped him understand the world better and later connect with global leaders. His first trip abroad in 1985, visiting Australia at the invitation of Ken Morley's family, whom he'd met as a teenager, shattered his worldview. China wasn't the richest country as he'd been taught. Alibaba's genius lies in what it doesn't own: inventory. Unlike Amazon's warehouse empire, Alibaba connects buyers and sellers, profiting from advertising rather than product sales. It's the landlord of the world's largest digital marketplace, hosting 9 million storefronts rent-free. This model thrived in China, where traditional retail never fully developed, just 6 square feet of retail space per person versus America's 24. On Singles Day, China's anti-Valentine's shopping extravaganza, Alibaba generates over $14 billion in sales, quadruple America's Cyber Monday. The platform sells everything from next-day refrigerators to bottled farts and fake girlfriends. Jack understood what foreign competitors missed. In China, the shopkeeper and the customer are often the same person, just switching roles. Alibaba's logistics reveals another insight. Owning less means controlling more. Singles Day 2015 generated 467 million packages, requiring 1.7 million couriers. Yet, Alibaba employs zero delivery personnel. Instead, it orchestrates China's 8,000-plus courier firms through China Smart Logistics, integrating data to optimize efficiency without capital burden. Logistics alone wouldn't create dominance. The third edge of Alibaba's iron triangle is finance. Alipay, China's answer to PayPal, handles over $750 billion annually, 3 times PayPal's volume. It functions as an escrow service, holding customer payments until they receive and approve purchases, building trust in a market where trust was scarce. With 300 plus million users maintaining cash balances, Alibaba evolved from payment tool into virtual wallet and banking disruptor. The Yue Bao Online Mutual Fund attracted $93 billion from 80 million investors within 10 months, becoming the world's fourth largest money manager by offering better returns than state banks with instant withdrawals. The real genius wasn't just the technology. It was understanding that Chinese consumers needed a reason to trust online transactions. By holding money in escrow and releasing it only after customer satisfaction, Alibaba solved the fundamental problem preventing e-commerce from flourishing. This financial innovation, combined with logistics and marketplace platform, created an ecosystem foreign competitors couldn't replicate. Jack Ma defies CEO stereotypes. Short, thin, nicknamed ET, unable to code, and with no rich or powerful father, he's transformed disadvantages into assets. Famous for singing Elton John in makeup and a mohawk to 27,000 spectators, he embraces distinctiveness with showman's flair. His Jack Magic, Chinese Blarney meets Chutzpah, creates a reality distortion field. Though delivering essentially the same speech for 17 years, he adapts to audiences, moving hardened executives to tears. His teaching philosophy shapes Alibaba. Customers first, employees second, shareholders third. This isn't platitude, it's operational reality. He's an apostle for small business, offering free services to the shrimp businesses on Alibaba's platforms. To employees, he's blunt. Today is brutal, tomorrow is more brutal, but the day after tomorrow is beautiful. However, the majority die tomorrow night. Shareholders rank last because Jack refuses to let short-term profit pressures derail long-term vision. The company's six-vein spirit sword philosophy, emphasizing customer focus, teamwork, embracing change, integrity, and passion, accounts for half of employee appraisals, maintained through flat hierarchies, nicknames, and a powerful HR department known as the political commissar. After college, Jack married Zhang Ying, Kathy, with the Morleys giving them $18,000 for their first home. Jack considered Ken his Australian dad until Ken's death in 2004. While teaching, Jack started Hope Translation, gaining entrepreneurial exposure but little success. His breakthrough came during a bizarre 1994 trip to America, initially to resolve a highway investment dispute, but the American company proved fraudulent. Facing intimidation, Jack escaped to Seattle with casino winnings. There, friend Stuart Trusty introduced him to the internet, a revelation that changed everything. After failures with China Pages and an uncomfortable government job in Beijing, Jack founded Alibaba in early 1999. He chose the name for its universal recognition and open sesame imagery. Despite financial constraints, he wired $4,000 to a Canadian stranger to secure Alibaba.com, a leap of faith setting the tone for everything that followed. On February 21, 1999, in his Lakeside Gardens apartment, Jack gathered 18 team members, declaring their competitors were in Silicon Valley. Unlike portals targeting individuals, Jack focused on small businesses, the shrimp rather than whales, inspired by Forrest Gump. When Zhou Tsai, a Yale-educated former lawyer, visited Jack's apartment headquarters in 1999, he was captivated enough to join as CFO, becoming Jack's crucial partner and interpreter. Goldman Sachs invested $3.3 million for 33% that September, a stake worth $12.5 billion by the 2014 IPO. Jack launched Taobao, Hunting for Treasure, in 2003 to counter eBay's China entry, grasping something fundamental. In China, small business and consumer behavior blur together. Taobao's free service model, no listing fees or commissions, became its weapon against eBay's fee-based approach. When eBay monopolized advertising on major portals, Taobao executed guerrilla tactics across hundreds of smaller sites. eBay's fatal mistake came in September 2004, when they moved China servers to the United States, causing massive delays due to the Great Firewall. By mid-2005, Taobao commanded nearly 60% market share, while eBay's plummeted to one-third. The transformative Yahoo deal, $1 billion for 40% of Alibaba, originated during a brief Pebble Beach walk in May 2005 between Jack and Jerry Yang, allowing Alibaba to crush eBay and reward early believers. Alibaba's 2007 Hong Kong listing raised $1.7 billion with 257-to-1 oversubscription. The real triumphs came September 8, 2014, when its Manhattan Roadshow drew blocks of investors. The $25 billion IPO valued Alibaba above $230 billion, surpassing Coca-Cola, Amazon, and Facebook. Today, Alibaba's future rests on three pillars: Aliyun Cloud Computing challenging Amazon, rural expansion investing $1.6 billion to reach 700 million Chinese villagers, and AliExpress connecting Chinese sellers with overseas markets. Jack evolved from entrepreneur to philosopher CEO, pledging 2% of holdings to environmental and healthcare causes. His story became South versus North, a Southern entrepreneur testing Beijing's limits, advancing into finance and media long dominated by the state. In a world worshiping pedigree and connections, Jack built an empire with audacity, resilience, and vision, proving China's future belonged to small entrepreneurs, not state giants. Alibaba isn't just a company, it's proof the rules can be rewritten. The question isn't whether you have credentials or capital, it's whether you have courage to declare war on the impossible and push through brutal today and more brutal tomorrow. Because the day after tomorrow is beautiful, but only for those who refuse to die tomorrow night.